Bhagavate Vasudevaya. O Son of Vasudeva, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. We're in Canto 4, Chapter 29, Text 38 to 40. Translations and purports by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So I'm going to read Text 38 first. And 39. There's a translation, short purport to text 38. And then text 39 and 40 are all together, and then there's a translation. I'll read the Sanskrit, text 39 Sanskrit, and then we'll chant text 40 together. So chirad eva rajarshe shad achita kata Shrayaha Shrinvata Shradadan Nasya Nityada Shad Adi Yataha. Translation. O best of king, one who is faithful, who is always hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always engaged in the culture of Krishna consciousness, and in hearing of the Lord's activities, very soon becomes eligible to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Report. Constant engagement in the transcendental loving service of Vasudeva means constantly hearing the glories of the Lord. The principles of Bhakti Yoga, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Satyam, Atma, Nivedanam, are the only means by which perfection can be attained. They are the only means by which perfection can be attained. Simply by hearing the glories of the Lord, one is elevated to the transcendental position. Next translation, next Sanskrit. Yatra Bhagavata Rajan Sadhava Vishadas Shayaha Bhagavad Guna Nukha Tana Shrambana Vyagra Chetasaha. And now we'll chant the Sanskrit together. Tasmin maham harita madupich charitra.
Tasmin maham harita madupich charitra.
Piyusha shesha sharita paritar shrambanti.
Piyusha shesha sharita paritar shrambanti.
Tabi pibantya vidritso nipagada parnais. Tanna Shrishant Yasana Tribhaya Shoka Mohaha. Tasmin Maham Karita Madhubich Charitra.
Tasmin Maham Karita Madhubich Charitra.
Piyusha Shesha Sharita Parita Shravanti. Daye Vipant Yagritrisho Nripagada Karnais. Tanna Shrishant Yashana Trid Vyashoka Moha. Tasmin Maham Karita Madhupich Charitra. Vidu Shashesha Sharita Parita Shavanti. Taye Vipantya Vipriso Vipakara Parnais. Tanna Shri Shantya Sana Tridbaya Shoka Mohaha. Please chant.
Tasmin maham karita purvicharitra.
Vidusha shesha sarita parita sravanti.
Starts in the middle of the translation. Start with the word Tasmin. There. Mahat. Of great saintly persons. Mukharita. Emanating from the mouths. Madhubit. Of the killer of the mouth demon. Charitra. The activities or the character. Piyusha. Of nectar. Shesha. Surplus. Saritaha. Rivers. Paritaha. All around. Shravanti. Flow. Taha. All of them. Yea. They who. Hanti, drink, avitrishaha, without being satisfied, ripa, O king, gada, attentive, karnai, with their ears, tan, then, na, never, Shanti, touch, Ashana, hunger, tricked, thirst, Maya, fear, Shoka, lamentation, Mohaha, illusion. So, translation of the entire two texts. My dear King, in the place where pure devotees live, following the rules and regulations, and thus purely conscious, and engaged with great eagerness in hearing and chanting the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In that place, if one gets a chance to hear their constant flow of nectar, which is exactly like the waves of a river, one will forget the necessities of life, namely hunger and thirst, and become immune to all kinds of fear, lamentations, and illusions. Purport. The cultivation of Krishna consciousness is possible where great devotees live together and constantly engage in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. In a holy place like Vrindavan, There are many devotees who constantly engage in chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord. If one gets the chance to hear from pure devotees in such a place, allowing the constant flow of the river of nectar to come from their mouths, to come from the mouths of pure devotees, then the cultivation of Krishna consciousness becomes very easy. When one is engaged in constantly hearing the glories of the Lord, he certainly rises above the bodily conception. When one is in the bodily conception, he feels the pangs of hunger and thirst, fear, lamentation, and illusion. But when one is engaged in hearing the chanting, the glories of the Lord, he transcends the bodily conceptions. The word Bhagavad Gunan Kantaha Shravanan Vyagra Chikasaha, meaning, oh, he's eager to find the place where the glories of the Lord are being heard and chanted, is significant in this verse. A businessman is always very eager to go to a place where business is transacted. Similarly, a devotee is very eager to hear from the lips of liberated devotees. As soon as one hears the glories of the Lord from the liberated devotees, he immediately becomes impregnated with Krishna consciousness. This is also confirmed in another verse. Satam prasangam mama virya sandiddho bhavanti rit karna rasa jnana kataha taj joshanat ash vaka varga vartamani shadaratir bhaktir anukram vishyati. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and to the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is free and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begins. Bhagavatam 3:25-25. In the association of pure devotees, one becomes attached to hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. In this way, one can cultivate Krishna consciousness. As soon as this cultivation is advanced, one can become faithful to the Lord, devoted to the Lord, and attached to the Lord. And thus, one can very quickly attain full Krishna consciousness. The secret of success is the cultivation of Krishna consciousness. The secret of success in the cultivation of Krishna consciousness is hearing from the right person. A Krishna conscious person is never disturbed by the bodily necessities, namely eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. What a powerful verse. Om Gyanatimarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Nitanyena Taishman Shri Gurudena Maha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Bhakadadmayam Dadatik Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutta Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Sucha Shri Rupam Sapagatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitantam Sakhivam Shahadvaitam Shahurutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamstra Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Vigopate Gopesha Gopika Tantara Tantara.
Tapta Panchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Vantata Patru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyasya Patitana Bhavane Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda So now the antidote to the problem is being given. Negation of the non-essentials does not mean negation of the essentials. Narada Muni is telling King Prachandi Bharishat the problems with fruit of activity. He's been explaining to him the different problems of fruit of activities. King Prachandi Bharishat was no slouch. We have to remember that he is he is described earlier in the Srimad Bhagavatam as a Prajapati. Deputed by Lord Brahma to produce qualified, advanced, cultured human beings on the face of the planet. We have to remember that King Prachandi Bharishat, he was married to the daughter of the demigod Varuna. The demigod Varuna gave his daughter away to King Prachandi Bharishat. So, quite elevated person. And not only that, the daughter was so beautiful, was so qualified, so intensely, incredibly apsara-like beautiful, that while they were going around the sacrificial fire, Agni became attracted to the daughter and showed his attraction, demonstrated his attraction. What a wife King Prachandi Bharishat got. But still, King Prachandi Bharishat, he has a problem. And it's a problem that maybe we as the Cretans that have been born in the depth of Kali Yuga cannot quite comprehend. I speak for myself, not for the assembled Vaishnavas. But the problem is he's stuck on a lower rung of the yoga ladder. He's stuck on the Karmakandya section of the Vedas, a lower round of the yoga ladder. We have our famous yoga ladder in the Bhagavad Gita. Everybody who's taking Bhakti Shastra, we know the yoga ladder. The first yoga that Krishna speaks about is Karmakandya yoga. He mentions it very briefly in the Bhagavad Gita, and then quickly discards it. Oh! Arjuna, happy are the Kshatriyas, who such fighting activities come to them unbidden. If you die on the battlefield, Arjuna, what happens to you? You go to the heavenly planets. And why is this so good? Of course, at this time, Krishna had already explained to Arjuna that he's not his body. This comes right after the discussion to Arjuna of how he's not his body, how he's spirit soul, and the spirit soul survives the body. He gave him that again. And then he said, so if you die here, you are doing the same. Nahi prakasyami tama mama pamudyade chokam choshinam indriyanam abhapyumam asapatnam idam rajasranam abhichad vipatyam. Arjuna was saying, I can see no good that's going to come out of this battle, this grief in my heart. I do not know how. This grief in my heart is overwhelming me. There's no good that's going to come out of this battle. I do not know how to dispel this grief. I'm between a rock in a hard place. I do not know how to dispel this grief, and I cannot dispel this grief even if I win an unrivaled kingdom on the earth planet with sovereignty like the demigods. Material things are not going to help the existential problem of the soul. So, therefore, Arjuna, he argues against this. Lord Krishna argues against this. He says, first of all, anta vanta ne dehe nityas yukta shrivi ha anishi no prameyas yatasma yudhyasva bharata. Everybody here is going to die anyway, Arjuna. Anta vanta ne dehe nitya. The material body of the indestructible, immeasurable, and eternal living entity is sure to come to an end. Therefore, fight, O descendant of Bharata. It's not by, if you don't do your dharmic duty in the varnashram system of your dharmic kshatriya duty, it's not like everybody here is not going to die. It's just a matter of time. Either now, tomorrow, or the next day. And even though everybody dies, the soul keeps on going. So therefore, in the discharge of your duty, go ahead and fight. So that was Arjuna's argument. That if I win this battle, I'm not going to be able to sit around and enjoy with my relatives. They're all going to die. Well, they're all going to die anyway, Arjuna. And not only that, if you die in this battle, you will attain the heavenly planets. And this is a very nice thing, because generally speaking, it takes a lot of karma kandya activity to attain the heavenly planets. One has to do one karmic ritualistic yajna after another, after another, after another, after another. So, dying on the battlefield is a good thing. Huh? It's a good thing to die on the battlefield. It's a shortcut to the heavenly planets. So therefore, you should go ahead and do your fight. So this is one example of how our Krishna, he touched on this karma kandya yoga in the Bhagavad Gita, but then he quickly discards it. So our king Chiriparsha, he's stuck on this level of yoga called the karma kandya yoga system, and he is performing one karma kandya yoga activity after another, and pious thing to do. Very elevated thing to do. But there's only one problem with it. It will not get you out of the material world. It will not solve your problem. Because, and as Narada Muni has been explaining in this section of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that this type of religious system, though pious, will not solve the ultimate problem of life. The ultimate problem of life is our continuous entrapment in the endless cycle of repeated birth and death.
And this cannot be solved by a fruitive activity. So therefore, a transcendental activity has to be prescribed. A spiritual activity has to be prescribed to counteract our entrapment here in the material world. You see this constantly in the Shastra. Negation of the material activity. But then, does the Shastra leave us just with the negation of the material entanglement? No, the Shastra always gives us the antidote to the problem of material entanglement. You see this over and over again in the Shastra, in the scripture. Na danam, na janam, na sundari, kapika va jagadish kamaye, ma jamani jamanishvare, bhavata bhaktir, ahoy tiki twayi. I have no desire to accumulate wealth. I have no desire for beautiful women. I have no desire for many, many followers. Okay, that cleans up a lot of stuff, a lot of material activities. So does he leave us there? Na janam na janam na sundarim bhavita mama jamani jamanishvare bhavata bhaktir hoiti ki twayi. So I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't want this. Teaching us the things that will entangle us here in the material world. And then the antidote is given. I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't want this, but what do you want? I want only to be engaged in unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, birth after birth. Navai navaya che rajam Nacha kanyakamani yadivaham Nayache hamramyam Shakalajana kamyam baravadu Sada kale kale Pramata patina gita charito Jagannatha swami nayana pasadami bhavatu. So I don't want Navayachera, and I don't want to be a king. Navayachera, Nacha Kanyaka, I don't want gold, I don't want wealth. Manikya, I don't want manikya, I don't want jewels. And then the big one, next comes the big one. The big one, you know what the big one is? Navayache rajam nacha kanyaka mana nikya vibhavam nayache ham ramyam shakala jana means by all men. Shakala jana kamyam, something that's coveted by all men. Navayache ramyam, I don't want a little ramya. I don't want a little goddess of fortune and running around my house. Navayache ranjam, a desire that is coveted by all men. Okay, so you don't want all these things, very nice. So what is it that you want then? Sada kale kale pramata patina gita charito. Sada means always, kale kale, time and time again. I only want to be attracted to the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to His name, to His fame, to His qualities, to His pastimes, to the narrations of the Lord. These narrations are sung by Pramatha, Patina, Gita, Chari. They're sung Gita, they're sung by Pramatha, they're sung by Lord Shiva. These glories are sung by the Lord. This is the attraction that I want. So here in this verse, again and again this comes up. Vishaya vinivartante nirarasya dehinam. The Sarvajam, famous verse.
Vishaya vini vartante, vini Vishaya vini vartante, nirahasu, nirahasu deina. Vrsavarjam, vrsa means taste. Vrsavarjam, vrsopyasa, param drishva, far superior things. I want far superior things. So, I do not, somebody help me. Vishaya vini vartante, nirahasu deina. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects still remains. But ceasing such engagement and experiencing a far superior thing, he becomes fixed in consciousness. Okay? Sanja, now we're even talking about religious things. Now we're going to even talk about giving up religious things. Lower religious things. Sanja vadanam vajramastu bhavato vyosnanatu vyanamo. Bo devaha pitarascha tarpanavidao kasham. Naham kashamaha kashamatam yatrapavi nishara yadavakulotam sasya. Kamsat visha hashmaram smaram agam harami tamalam anye kim anyena me. Giving up lower religious duty for higher religious duty. Oh, my prayers 3 times a day. All glories of you. Now we're talking about Gayatri Mantra. Of course, we say our Gayatri Mantra religiously and don't stop. But here in this prayer, Yamunacharya is talking about, oh, my prayers 3 times a day, all glories unto you. I may not get to you quite on time. And why will I get to you on time? Because I am experiencing an ecstasy, and sometimes in ecstasy we don't watch the clock. We lose track of time in our ecstasy. So my Gayatri Mantra 3 times a day, all glories unto you, I may not be able to get to you on time, please forgive me. My meticulous, formidable bathing, oh, please, I offer you my obeisances, I might not get to my bath exactly at the right time, I might, please forgive me. Oh, demigods! Oh, forefathers, oh, demigods, oh, forefathers, please excuse me for my inability to offer you proper respect. I might not be able to get to Kali Puja and see the goat being slaughtered. I might not be able to get to my Ganesh Puja. Lakshmi Puja I may not get to. I may not be able to get to the I may not get to Gaya, and I may not offer Pinda to my ancestors. Please forgive me. So, oh, demigods, oh forefathers, please forgive me for my inability to offer you proper respects, because now, wherever I sit, yatva kvabini shada, I can constantly remember and meditate upon that great descendant of the Yadava dynasty, Lord Shri Krishna, the enemy of Kamsa. And by thus doing this meditation, this remembrance, I can free myself from all sinful bondages. I think that this is sufficient for me. So we see this constantly. So here in this verse, okay, one more time. I'll do it one more. Okay, I'll leave that verse alone. Should I get one more?
Okay. This is a controversial verse. Controversial verse, not because it's controversial, but because the way people take it. Yadavani Rama, Chaitanya Krishna Padarvinde, Navanava Rasa Dhamma, Mujitam Ritumasi, Tadavadi Bhatta, Nari Sangame Samarya Me, Bhavati Mukavi Karata, Shushtu Nishdivanams Cha. Again, giving up the higher for the lower, that's what we're talking about here. Yadavani Mama Chitta Krishna Bhava. Yadavani Mama Chitta Krishna Bhava. Now that my mind, I'm trying to remember the, please help me also, so I'm trying to remember the, I can remember the Sanskrit, it's the English. Now that my mind has been engaged, this is the same person who just wrote the last verse. This is Yamunacharya. He wrote the last verse I just quoted. Those two verses are by Yamunacharya. Madhavendra, the first one. So this is Yamunacharya. Thank you for that correction. So, now that my mind has been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Lord Shri Krishna, and as a result of this, as a result of this engagement, I have been experiencing an ever newer and newer transcendental pleasure in Him. Whenever my mind happens to think about sex life with a woman, my face at once turns from it. My lips curl with disgust, and I spit at the thought. So, don't be insulted, ladies. You can just change the word sex life with a woman to sex life with a big hairy ape of a man, okay? It's very, very, just change it around. Whenever I think of sex life with a big hairy ape of a man, my face at once turns from it, my lips curl with disgust, and I spit at the thought. Okay, so it can go either way, it's not a sexist verse. So therefore, so here, the antidote is being given. And what is that antidote? The antidote for his immersion in a lower yoga system is being given. And what is that antidote? That antidote is the religious systems that is propagated by the 12 Mahajans. The antidote is the following. Tannamarupa chara adadi sukirtananu shmityo kramana rasana manasini yoja tishtan vaje tar anuragi janan gami kalam nayat akilam it upadesha sharam. I'm going to start one verse before that. Shakrishna nama chara adadi Sitapya vidya pito patapta rasanasya charo chitanu kinvadara anandinam kalushkai vajushta swadri kramat bhavati tadadad mulantri. The holy name, pastimes, character, form of Lord Shri Krishna, they are all transcendentally sweet. Just like sugar candy. They're all sweet. However, a person whose tongue is afflicted with the jaundice of ignorance, a person who is covered by maya, he cannot taste anything sweet. But it is wonderful, new, oh how wonderful, it is wonderful that by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, then a natural relish awakens in the tongue. Swadvi, krama, swadvi means a relish. Swadvi, krama, bhavati. Step by step, a relish awakens in the tongue. And what happens? Swadriya, kramati, tadbhava, mula, hantri. Mula means the root of our materialistic disease is destroyed. The disease of materialism is destroyed at the root.
Anamarupa. Therefore, one should use one's full time. Anudinam means regularly every day. It has two meanings, or it means 24 hours a day. This is the antidote to our suffering here in the material world. Therefore, one should use one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely hearing and remembering Lord Krishna's holy name, divine form, qualities, and eternal pastimes. And thereby, one should gradually engage the tongue and the mind. In this way, one should live in Vraja. One should live in Sri Dhammayapur. In this way, one should live in Vraja, Goloka, Vrindavan. And what should one do there? One should serve the Lord under the guidance of the Bodhis. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service. I could go on, but I'm almost out of time, and I just wanted to say one more thing, because Prabhupada says here that by hearing the nectar, the katha of Krishna consciousness from the mouths of self-realized devotees, then all hunger, thirst, and lamentation can be overcome. So I'm going to quote two verses to verify this. Raga Dresha, and he says here that we should, where the devotees, and here are the regulations, following the rules and regulations, and with pure consciousness, they are engaged in great eagerness to hear and chant the glory throw the senses through the regular principles of freedom. Freedom! He can attain the complete mercy of the Lord. You want to attain the complete mercy of the Lord? This is prasadam. He gets prasadam adigashtati. And what happens to him? Prasade. Sarva dukkanam means all unhappiness. Sarva dukkanam. Hanir, he kills hanir. He kills all of his unhappiness. Prashade, when he gets the prashad of the Lord, sarva dukkanam, anira asyo pajayate, he's victorious because he kills all of his unhappiness, and prashana, in a satisfied mind, he has a satisfied mind, prashana, he's peaceful, prashana, chetasa, his intelligence, his mind is peaceful, ashu, prashana, chetasa, ashu, Abuniha Paryavetishtate, then he becomes fixed. Then he becomes fixed in Krishna consciousness, in the happiness of Krishna consciousness. So a person able to free himself, who is free from all attachment and aversion, and able to follow the regular principles of freedom, he can attain the complete mercy of the Lord. For such a person who is satisfied in his Krishna consciousness, the threefold miseries exist no longer. Huh? The threefold miseries exist no longer in such satisfied consciousness. His intelligence is soon well established. Okay? Hare Krishna. So, we're almost at the end. Any questions? Anyone want to say anything? Corrections? Possibly.
Thank you, Prabhu, very nice enlightening class. You mentioned the verse Param Rishpanivartati. Why is it that after experiencing a much higher place, like you put it, why is it that I and so many of the devotees I see around me occasionally stoop down to the lower taste, time and again?
I can answer that very easily. Because we're really tiny. Anor aniyan mahatoma yana masya jantor nihito uhaya. We're very, very tiny. We're just a spot. So, we have to hold on to the hand of our Father. Because we're just a little tiny boy. We're a little tiny boy. And if we don't hold on to the hand of our Father, we are going to be snatched away. So, we lose our Krishna consciousness because of the smallness of our existence. And therefore, because we are really tiny, we are very, very, very susceptible to becoming overwhelmed by Maya. It can happen very, very, very easy. So the thing is one has to take shelter of the methods that Krishna has given us in order to fight Maya. It's a fight against Maya. We have to take shelter of the regular principles. We have to take shelter of the chanting of the holy name alone, holy name of the Lord. We'll get strength from chanting the holy name of the Lord. We have to take shelter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to take shelter of the pure narrations of the Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to take shelter of the holy dhams. We have to take shelter of kirtan. And why do we have to take shelter of these things? Because of the littleness of our existence. We're tiny. And we can be swept away. And we've seen it. And if you've been around the Hare Krishna movement for a long, long time, like you and I have been, we've seen it happen over and over and over and over again. Don't ever think, I'm safe. And therefore, I can relax. Daiviyesha gunamayi, you know this. Daiviyesha gunamayi, mama maya dirapaya mameva ye papajante mayam etam tarantite. This divine energy of mine is very difficult to overcome. But then again, Krishna says, for those who have surrendered unto me, one can easily cross beyond it. Don't invite Maya inside. We invite her inside, come on in. All the time. And therefore we have to protect ourselves. And one of the ways we protect ourselves is here. We have to live in association of pure devotees. Machitta madhadatatana bodhyanta parasparam katayantaschaman nityam tushanti cha vinanti cha. This is the verse in the Bhagavad Gita where the society, there's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita. This is the verse in the Bhagavad Gita that glorifies devotees living in a society together. The thoughts of my pure devotees, they always dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and they get great happiness and satisfaction by always enlightening one another and conversing about me. Bodhiyanta means they preach to one another. So, we have to preach to one another. We have to remind one another. This is why we live in the association of devotees. And it can't be, it has to be done very delicately because it's a very, very touchy thing with people. But you have to do it in such a way that you don't offend the person you're doing it to. And you gotta do it in such a way that what you're trying to tell the person will help them. Because people think that their fall downs are personal fall downs. Everybody thinks this, it's my business. Get out of my face. My fall down is my personal fall down. Okay, it is, it's true, it's your personal fall down. But it affects everyone around you. It affects the people around you. And similarly, the opposite is true. And when you're not falling down, when you're chanting your rounds, when you're following the regular principles very, very carefully, it affects everyone around you. Even if you don't know it, it affects everybody around you. You can lift people up. Even just your presence lifts people up. And similarly, if you're falling down, then just your presence brings people down. So therefore, you have to live in the society of devotees. And because of the littleness of our existence, we have to take shelter of that society of devotees. And there in that society of devotees, the devotees will tell you over and over again, come on, get up. Get up. Come on, you have to do it. Come on, get up. You go out in the karma society, forget it. No one's going to tell you that. They're going to go, come on. But in devotee society, it's the only place where it happens. You know, get up. Come on, change your rounds. Come on. And people can follow them for a long time, and then they can fall down, because the thing is they forget about their littleness of their existence. So we always have to be reminded that we can be swept away from this Krishna conscious movement at any moment. We can fall down at any moment. No matter how long we've been here, no matter how fixed we think we are, as soon as we think we don't need shelter, man, we're in trouble, man. We need constant shelter. We must always be taking shelter of Harinam, of all the things, you know the things, the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's five things that we should take shelter of, five regulative principles, the association of devotees. These things should be never given up, according to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The association of devotees, the chanting of the holy name, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the worship of the deity, and residing in a holy place. So we should do all these things. We should take shelter of these things. These five things should never be given up. And the thing is if we somehow or other fall down, then there's only one remedy to falling down. And the only remedy to falling down is getting back up again. It's the only remedy to falling down, is you get back up again. Trust me, I know. Okay? So the only remedy is getting back up again. And so the thing is, it's not that you fall down. That's not the problem. Fall down is not a problem. Don't worry about sin. Sin can be taken care of like with the wink of an eye. Krishna can take care of all your sins. Your sin, apichadasi papevya, savevya, papakriptamaha, sarvam, gyanapanevaivam, rijinam santarishasi. Even if you are considered the most sinful of all sinners, tamaha means the darkest of all sinners. Okay? Even if you are considered the most sinful of all sinners, if you situate yourself in the boat of transcendental knowledge provided by the Guru, this comes right after the verse Tadvini Karnipatena. This is two verses later. So, if you situate yourself in the boat that is provided by the Guru, sarvam plavenaiva rijinam santarishasi, you will be able to cross over the ocean of Neshis. So, for all the people who have been in the Hare Krishna movement for a long, long time and they've fallen down, the only thing I can say to you is get back in the boat. Get back in the boat. And if you get back in the boat, and the boat is the boat of transcendental knowledge, the boat is the boat of chanting the holy name of Krishna, the boat is the name is of reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, the boat is associating with devotees, the boat is worshipping the deity, the boat is living in a sacred place. Get back in the boat and get on up. And go ahead. And you will become purified, and you will feel bliss, and you will feel happiness. It will come back. There's nobody who is so fallen they can't get up and come back again. Don't worry about it. Okay. Yes. We're getting a little bit out of time. Anybody who feels like they want to leave, feel free, and we'll make this the last question.
So, actually, it's just a little comment and a question for Shri Prabhupada. Now, in this, in the purport which we read today by Shri Prabhupada, which is a very excellent purport, actually, if we meditate on this purport, we can actually get a lot of meaning, which can very, very be helpful to our spiritual and clear consciousness. Here, this, towards this individual here.
I'm sorry, I have a little trouble with your accent.
Oh, okay, okay. So here, Shri Prabhupada said, the word, Bhagavad, meaning, always eager to find the place where the glories of the Lord are being heard and chanted.
Yes, correct.
Is significant in this verse.
Huh?
He said, is significant in this verse.
Yes.
Significant.
Yes.
And then he gave the comparison. A businessman is always very eager to go to a place where business is transacted.
That's correct.
So, similarly, a devotee is very eager to be in a place where the Lord's glory is being chanted by the pure devotees.
That's correct.
So, the key is the hearing from the pure devotees.
That's correct.
Those who actually have that taste.
That's correct.
So, which means, if you have that eagerness, you always want to hear from those great devotees.
That's
the
correct.
The taste will always be there.
Okay, that's correct.
The taste goes away if you stop hearing.
That's correct. Great. I agree with everything you said. Yeah. We should hear from devotees who are following. We should hear from Prabhupada. We should hear from Prabhupada's books. We should hear from Prabhupada's tapes. We should hear from devotees. And hear the nectar that are, and that will bring back the taste. Okay, anything else? Okay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Hare Krishna.